This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look who's here. Look who's here. Yeah. The triumphant return of none other than Mason Steve Mason. How was the desert, Mason?
The desert was hot, as you would imagine.
I would.
Oh, yeah.
Although it did cool off to about 107, 106.
Brisk. Brisk.
Yeah. Chilly.
Crisp.
Jacket weather in Palm Springs. It cooled off to 107.
Go for a nice run.
Yeah, they were running like 117, 118. Then we got out there and it was like 107.
What the hell do you do when it's 117 outside?
My mom and that stepdadly are just like stir crazy because you can't go outside.
No.
Can't do anything
movies?
When it's that hot. Movies, they're not going to movies right now because of, you know, everything.
Dinners?
My mom goes to the pool. They go to dinner sometimes, yeah. So, but they're doing good. They're doing good. It's super hot out there, but had a really nice time.
Good. So, Ireland, have you ever had anybody answer the question that you asked me about these shirts a minute ago, the way that I answered it?
I said to Travis, I got a big box of swag from Travis Matthew. These guys over there are really nice to me. And a couple of them, Lisa vetoed. And I said, okay, I'm going to give them to Travis, but I didn't know if you could wear an XL.
Yes.
For example, Michael cannot wear an XL. He needs a double or a triple XL, depending on
the
size.
Well, he's
6'10". Because of his height.
Yeah.
You, I didn't know. I thought you probably could. Do you have a Travis Matthew on right now?
I
what
do.
Size is that?
XL.
But I offered you two XLs,
you
looked at them right away. You said, no, yes.
Yeah.
So, how do you know just
so
by looking at
it? It's the material, right? It's Let me explain something to you. As somebody that carries around a little extra carriage.
Hey, me too.
There's the softer the shirt, like the more cottony one. I don't know how to describe it. I think it's twill.
But
is
can,
the actual
you
name
can tell
it.
By looking at
I
it.
I can tell by twill. Looking at it. I believe it's called twill.
Twill.
Yes, thank you. Twill makes me
Project
look
Runway.
Like
it's
a D-cup.
Okay, like the guy. Did you see the guy in the Braves broadcast booth?
Was not expecting
I did not.
That.
He bought a shirt, or his wife bought him a shirt, and he threw it in his bag, and they're on a road trip. And his name is Paul Bird. He used to be a pitcher.
Oh, I remember Paul Bird. Pitcher for the
Paul
Reds,
Bird.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Slee, type in Paul Bird shirt.
Oh, no.
So his wife bought him the size that he always gets, and it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's
it's
a
so
little clingy.
So he's wearing it, and people were, like, calling in. It's B-Y-R-D, Slee.
Yeah.
And type Braves in the search. And people were calling in going, dude, you're going to suffocate. What? Like the buttons, like, barely moved. Like,
let me see it, Al.
Yeah. The shirt is so tight. Like you say, it looks like he has moved. It got so bad.
That's not great.
Emily, see if you can find this. It got so bad that he actually went on the air and
changed.
Put people at ease going, hey, I know this shirt.
Okay.
The shirt is insanely tight. I'm not doing it. I didn't lose a bet.
This one will just make me look like a normal guy playing
good.
Golf.
Glad,
the other one will look like
I but it lends myself to a bigger question that we were talking about with Cap yesterday in the late crosstalk. Trev, what do you weigh?
260-something.
All right, Mace?
Today, probably 212. Picked up some weight over the weekend.
Slee?
Probably like 180.
Okay, I'm 185 out of the shower. If I'm wearing clothes, closer to 190. I brought in a scale.
Oh, no.
I see.
Does anyone?
I told you guys he had a scale.
Does anyone want to change their answer?
Oh, that's an interesting
question. Okay.
I'd probably go closer to 185.
Are we talking with shoes and everything?
Yeah. I'm just going to ask you now to get on this scale.
I am with you that you get out of the shower in the morning. It's so much
Trav
water.
Right out of the
I have combat
Mace.
Boots on that weigh 62 pounds.
Mace, I had a lot of water.
I believe they're Skechers, but okay.
Now get on.
Okay. Here we go. Travis Rogers.
Okay, honest, 264.
What did you say, Travis?
260-something.
He 260-something. Now, Mace, you said
212. Yeah, let's see. Now, fully dressed, remember. Let
me by the way, I'm without these Vans, pocket. I'm like 262.
He's taking stuff out of his pocket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll probably go closer to 185.
What'd you say, Slee?
180.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Fully dressed.
Uh-oh.
Fully dressed.
219.
Ooh.
Say what you say.
Is this going to start a shame spiral?
What'd you say, Slee?
Yeah.
Slee said 185-ish.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, step on.
Mine do.
There you go, Slee.
What do you got, Al?
A very slim...
What is it?
182. So he was actually
right on
nice.
The money.
Yeah. I'm going to be in shoes. I'm going to be.
I have boots on.
190.
I already said
190. Says John.
You don't listen to. No, I said combat boots. You never listen.
Ireland,
never.
Steps on it once. Gets the double zeros. Here he goes, and it is 188.6.
Okay.
You came in under.
So. What's interesting about this phenomenon is most people will lie about their weight for whatever reason. Now, women, you could understand it because it's a very sensitive subject, but why would men lie about that? Like,
well,
Cap,
I guess we lie to ourselves.
I said, Cap, you're 225. And he said, I'm absolutely not 225.
Uh-oh.
I'm blah, 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 like 210. I go, man, if I had a scale, I could. That's why I put the scale in.
But if I took my shoes off, I think I'd be closer to where I was.
215.
You
if you take off shoes. Yeah, shoes 4 to 5. We'll give you for the
four
shoes.
4 to 5?
4 to 5.
So, hold on. If we're doing...
Take off the hoodie, take off the shoes. Let's see.
This is
very
exciting.
And Mace, take off your sunglasses and your headphones.
Okay, because...
You take off
and
your
jeans.
Shoes.
Take your jeans off.
No,
if
no.
You're saying 4 or 5 pounds for shoes?
No,
I'm
for clothes.
Okay, so you're saying I'm getting under 260? I'm going to get crazy.
I would say if you took everything off right out of the shower. Now, when Mace, take your sunglasses. Lose the sunglasses.
Mace, go use the restroom and come back.
Okay, now tap it once. Tap it. Now wait.
Here, hold up. Now wait. Okay, go. I'm going to say you're 215.
214.4.
Oh, there you go.
So your honest weight is probably 212.
Yeah. Yeah, about that.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah,
that's it.
I but did we fat shame you?
I said 260 something. 264 is like.
No, I feel like I hurt your feelings.
He's not happy.
Why are you leaving?
He's not happy.
I never knew Travis Rogers real weight.
I got a free shirt and I got fat shamed on the radio.
Nice, congrats.
So one makes up for the other. I didn't know how you'd respond to the scale. Enjoy the shirt.
So what do you think Cap will weigh in at?
I don't know if he's still here. Hey Bergman. Is Cap coming in today?
Not in studio, no.
Okay, so we can't do it. What do you weigh, by the way?
I weigh probably about 187.
All right, get in here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's check.
By the way,
Bergman. Now
Bergman
was
4 pounds
over 200
by taking off that and the shoes.
Shirts, clothing is 4 to 5 pounds.
Yeah, so I have clothing on. And
all right.
And all that.
Okay, you want to take off your shoes or leave them on?
I don't care.
All right, wait.
Yeah, Bergman. There we go.
It's going to be right around 190.
Okay, Bergman, 1 foot, the other foot, and...
Dun,
190.8. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you're 187 is honest
on the dot.
That's about right. But for whatever reason, people lie, particularly even guys.
Well, I was going to say,
lie, but we all were pretty much in the ballpark.
I'm pretty honest about my mentioned many times my weight battles.
So, but Mace,
guys,
here's
guys,
a breath aside because I don't want
lie.
You to hear this from anyone other than me.
Oh no.
Okay.
What'd
so
you say about me?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
And she swore me not to tell the story, and now, of course, I'm telling
good.
It.
This is the story I love.
So Lisa and Mason have a great relationship. They like each other a lot. They get along really well.
Lisa.
So Lisa is looking at the tortilla slap video from last week.
Yep.
And she said, who is the big guy you just slapped? And I said, that's Mace. He goes, no, this guy. I go, honey, that's Mace. She goes, has he gained weight? I go, man, that comment right there. Yep. Tell me if I'm right. I said that comment right there will get him to go on a diet.
How do you feel, Mace?
No. Look, here's the trick.
It will get you to put the donuts away for a little while.
Lisa, I have gained weight. I am a bigger guy now. I pat my stomach. I say I earned this. No, the reality is I'd like to weigh less, but and this month I wanted to get down for Rams. I do have control of my weight. I can go down if I really, really need to. But
you want to get for Ram season because you're out in public more?
Yeah, out in public more and all that
and
stuff.
Okay, this is I specialize in dumb questions. Is the seats at SoFi Can you, if you're heavy, can you feel it? Is it harder to get in the seat?
No, no, thankfully.
So it's not
no,
that, it's no. not anything.
And I'm not
that.
That, and by the way, I'm not like,
what do you want
to,
if you can lose,
heavy.
If you can lose a certain amount, what do you want to
yeah,
lose?
Yeah, what's 10 pounds?
I'd like to weigh 195. That's, 195. I think that's my best weight is 195. And I'm at 215.
And you're 215?
15, yeah. Ooh, 20 pounds. Oh, God.
No, you can do it. Oh,
can God. You do you it? Because some people are so in control. Hey, if I want to drop 10 pounds, I could drop. Give me a couple of months, I'll drop
here's
it.
The,
can you
so
do
here's
that?
The problem. I was doing really I was at 207 last week, and then I went on break, and I picked up 5 pounds. Now I've got 3 days here. Now I'm going to go on break again for 4 days, and then I'm going to pick up 5 pounds. So the problem is I don't have any consistent time where I'm here because August is officially vacation month. You got to squeeze in as many days of vacation as yep. you possibly can. Because frankly, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And it's hard.
Some people
it's
do it.
Hard to
you travel the way they travel.
I don't understand.
I don't
how
know how they stay in shape.
Me too.
There's a gym in every hotel.
But
Michael
active,
and I go to every gym at every hotel.
And timing wise, doesn't matter because you guys have such crazy hours when you get in.
Well,
that's
I don't.
Special.
I'm a bad guy to ask because I don't sleep. But the Michael and I will see each other early in the morning at in these gyms all the time. Trudell's in there all the time. He normally comes in later.
Early morning?
Not yeah. Michael and I early morning. Trudell later. Billy Mack afternoon. Stu occasionally if he's bored.
How early? How early, by the way?
For me?
Yeah.
6:30?
No!
Yeah.
6:30 is a rumor to me. I've heard that there is
to be
such
honest,
a thing as
I send these guys an email every morning. I wake up about 4 mm-hmm. and I work on an email and I send it to them. Of stuff I want to talk about in the show. As soon as I get the email done, then I'll go.
Then I'll you go to the gym?
Yeah.
You go to the gym every morning?
And just walk on the treadmill, or if there's a pool, I'll swim in the pool.
Really? So yeah. Do you have a gym membership?
No, these are at hotels.
Oh, at hotels.
On the
I'm
road.
Talking about
oh,
when
here,
they're doing their travel.
Home.
Yeah, I'm home golfing.
Golfing, okay. Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday, and we think Mace will be into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the summer camp thing.
Yeah, have you heard about this, Mace?
Oh, no, don't explain.
Camp 710?
You probably know more of the details at this
Well,
point.
Because Clinton is the one who thought of it. Clinton Yates, who I've been working with for the last few days,
it's growing
a
lot
camp
of momentum.
710.
Was it Clinton's idea?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so there are many, many people that are into it.
Okay.
And then there are Travis and I who have zero interest. We don't camp. We do no camping.
Has Sedano said anything about it?
He hasn't weighed in, and okay. I think he's out all week.
What about Glamp 710?
Now you're talking. See,
I just sold him.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Glamp
if you can set me up with a climate-controlled bed with sheets, then I'm considering
with a window that shows the outdoor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. With a view of the mountain?
I want one of those no-pest strips over my bed.
Now, John, you don't think you're capable of camping?
I have no desire to camp. And it lends itself to a larger issue. There have been a lot of things going on lately.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy's, Mason Ireland poker tournament.
Softball game.
Yeah, all that
Camp
stuff.
710. We got
golf
a dinner,
tournament
we got
coming
golf
up.
Tournament. Yep. We got a dinner Tuesday night. How much of your time does your employer own when you're not here? I think that it's reasonable for them to ask you to do something every once in a while. But now we're talking like every month consistently. And
once a quarter is good?
Fair. But, okay, in June, mm-hmm. Mason Ireland poker tournament, then the Mandy's, then in July, softball game. Now we get the dinner in the first couple of days of August. Now we're talking about Camp 710. And
next spring, right? We're talking about Camp 710.
Yeah, golf
tournament.
When's the golf tournament, Bergen?
September 9th.
September.
Okay,
September
9th, so that's we're
there's
pretty
a fantasy
much,
football thing coming
yeah,
up too, I think.
Yeah. Right. So
but this is our opportunity to meet the listeners.
Okay, but how much is reasonable to at how much of your employees' time do you own when they're not at work?
Mm-hmm.
What's reasonable, Slee?
Well, I think certain events, not all events are created equal.
Right.
Yes.
So I think some of
the
events.
See, I felt like, everybody knows the story now. My dog died the night of the man.
Yes.
Mace, who's a dog lover, said to me.
Don't even worry
called
about
me,
it.
Said, don't worry about coming back.
Yeah.
I am absolutely convinced that Amanda and Chris, who are both single.
Not if your dog died. They would not.
Who are both single. That was like their wedding. Literally. Had I blown that off, it would have had long-term repercussions. So I went home. I said goodbye to my – I did the show.
Wow.
Went home, said goodbye to my dog, got in the car. I was home for a total of 40 minutes. I got my car, went back.
They would have totally understand if you didn't come back.
Your opinion.
Your dog passed away. They would have totally understood. I told you, don't even
you,
bother
yeah,
coming
I knew
back.
You would be okay with
yeah.
it.
No, John, but, I talked to them, and they knew that you weren't going to come back. When you came back, I was like, oh, my God, okay. He actually came back.
But here's what I've determined. I love Good Karma, this new company, because we're creating a lot of these events, which I think build camaraderie for the station and stuff like that. But Amanda was telling Travis yesterday, you're going to be required to go to Camp 710. Mason and Michael have this right. Mason and Michael go to what they want. And if they don't want to go, they're out.
Wait a minute. What do I not go to?
You wanted the dinner Tuesday?
I'm on vacation.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean,
okay.
The dinner is...
Michael?
The dinner, I can't help it if they scheduled it during my vacation.
Well, Michael won an
award.
That's
not my thing.
And just stayed home.
Yeah.
Just stayed home. Mm-hmm. He had no interest going. So I think these events are great. I think that we should do them.
It's
but
just
they
how
don't own
often.
Us. They
just
don't
how
own
often.
Us away from here. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to try, let's see how that goes for them. All right? So it is.
He might not come to camp. He might not be going to camp.
Something next spring has you on the brink of, like, you guys are taking too much of my time. It is inconvenient.
No. What I'm saying is I'm going to have you negotiate a glamping deal, first of all. But what I would say is we should go to these things if we want to go. Travis and I have no interest in camping. We don't want to go to camp. We don't want to go camping. It's not our thing. We have no interest. Should they be able to force us to go?
I honestly.
What do you think, Mace?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think contractually we're expected to give time to big events.
Right. How much?
I just pulled up the contract. It's not specified.
Right.
It's
but so what's
it's unspecified.
What's reasonable?
Once a month.
Okay. So if I would have blown off the Mandy's, I could have said, well, I went to the poker tournament.
Sure, same month. You could have. I mean, if you wanted to be kind of a D.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Michael just says
you don't want to be a D around
here. Well, Michael
just
says no to Alvin. He's
right.
Not a D.
Michael's not invited to anything else.
Yeah.
Michael's never coming. Michael's not coming. He's not
right. He's
not part of this team in the traditional sense. He's a guy that stops in once a week and does a show with us and does the games. But he's not we're never inviting Michael to anything.
Well, I think they'll invite him.
No, I don't
he
think
just
we
will never come.
I don't think we'll invite him. I would rather not invite him. Because he's going to say no. So what's the point of extending the invitation?
I know for a fact there is no point because he's not coming.
Right. But, so that's why I said don't invite Michael to anything.
But I would argue that Travis and I should only be required to go if we have an interest in going.
Well, here's the thing. If you're not into it, let everybody else have the fun.
Right.
That's what I say. In other words, if you want to be the guy that sits everything out, then be that guy. But that doesn't keep everybody else from going and having a good time.
100%
correct. I'm guessing Clinton's in on this. I'm guessing, like, the usual suspects are all in on this.
You doing spring camp?
Spring camp. Is that's when it's supposed to be?
I think that's when they do it. I think I'm doing it, too.
I'm for anything. The thing I love about the gig is when we go out and we talk to people and we get pictures and all that. You love that, John.
Yeah.
You love that stuff.
Yeah, I just think that... As to your point earlier, Slee, with our travel schedule, it's almost impossible to communicate to you guys how little time we have during the season. It's just you guys don't get it.
No,
you never will.
His schedule
and,
is
no.
What finally put me over the edge was, and I actually built this into my contract, is Slee when we did the trial of the century.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a game in Denver the night before. I drove out to where was that? Montebello.
It
where we did the trial
Clearman,
century, Clearman's Galley.
Trial century, Clearman's Galley. I don't remember.
Yeah, you Mason is right.
10-12 minutes from Pasadena.
What city was, so.
San Gabriel, I think.
Got back. It was a Denver thing.
Yeah.
Got back at 4 in the morning.
Game that night.
Right. Drove to Clearman's Galley.
Mm-hmm.
Did the trial of the century. Game that night at Oklahoma City, and I was convinced I was going to die. But nobody cares about that because everybody is focused on putting on good events.
And you have a full-time job here.
Right. So, I had two games in two nights. So, it depends, to answer your original question, depends when the spring event is,
yeah.
really. is what will determine whether or not I have an interest in going. And if Mason can get me a glamping deal.
Mace, get him a glamping deal. We'll do it from there.
We'll do that.
Mason Island coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That is one of the best Chris Morales opens ever. You got Al Raboski confusing Ron Jeremy and Ron Burgundy. He got the my wife calling Mason fat. It was excellent.
Yeah. You got it all, man. Lisa's calling me fat.
To her credit, she did not know it was you. Somebody just tweeted, did Travis really walk out of Supercross Talk because John brought in a scale?
Oh, yes. What do you think, Burton? Did.
No,
you
no.
Think he, that caused he, him to walk? Hey, I mean, do hey, I, don't
caused him
the
to
bit.
Walk out.
Don't he run. Walked, the, he stormed out of
that
here.
That was it. That was
he
enough out of him.
Once
he
we
said, I don't want to be here anymore.
267, he was like, I'm done. I'm out of here. I got a lunch appointment.
Whammy.
Yeah. So, what did I miss? Anything?
Did you say
Camp 710?
I got a lunch appointment?
Yeah, I got a lunch appointment.
Is that what he said?
No. Travis.
Okay, I got to give Travis a little bit of credit. He told me ahead of time that he was not going to be a crosstalk.
Yeah. Why are you peeing on the bit?
Because that's what I wanted to do. I had to get Travis's back. We get people's backs around here.
Oh, sure we do.
Really? Yeah. Who's
from
got
other
yours?
Shows.
Spoken like the backstabber that he is. So describe the way this 710 or Camp 710 came up.
Clinton. Came up with the idea for camp. He thinks it should be like the next thing.
He's an enterprising young man.
Yeah. I'm hoping we do the basketball game. Clinton wants to do Camp 710, so of course now they want to do both.
Right.
But Clinton wants, like, basically picture every summer camp movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
He wants to do that with all of the 710
potato
people.
Sack race. Let's do the potato sack race.
Yeah,
ropes courses.
That's his idea.
Ropes courses. Yeah, I'm all for that.
But I think you hit the nail on the head. I think people that enjoy camp should go. And if you're like Travis and I and you have no interest in camping, you don't have to.
Right.
I don't think we should be mandatory made to go to camp.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like it's a matter. I don't think we've got anything else scheduled next spring. If we have nothing else scheduled next spring and they work around your schedule, you'll go, right? It's going to be remote.
Let me put it this way. If it's a show, I will be there for the show.
Yeah, but you won't be there for any of the hijinks?
Correct. No hijinks.
Why would skip the hijinks? The hijinks are the fun part.
Well, it depends what you consider fun.
Yeah.
Now, if Travis and Beto and I are allowed to go play golf while camp is going on, then we're in.
Is that right? Beto said he'll participate if there's golf.
Beto's out.
Oh, Beto's out now? He was
he
in
was
before.
He was in yesterday on Twitter.
Oh. He told me yesterday if Travis and I go golf, he wants to come with us.
Oh,
I think that's just a misunderstanding of like what we are. I don't think that the remotes that we do anymore are like they were 5 years ago, 4 years ago at this point. Now we are doing remotes where we're a part of the community when people want to come see us and hang out with us and do a lot of other things. So the fact is that we want to be there for these things, and we want people to be there with us, and it's fun.
Who is we when you say we want to be there?
The station.
Travis and I don't.
We the station.
Travis and I don't want to go camping.
Nobody's going to force.
Nobody's going to force you to participate in a big station.
Anything that you don't want to be forced.
That's all I need.
I don't think, with John, I don't think he needs to be at the softball game or the, what else do we got? Does he have to be at the golf tournament?
I mean, that's golf is his thing.
Oh, no, he's got to do the show.
Right, well, he's got to do the show, and then there's golf, and then he plays golf. I used to play golf. Yeah.
By the way, the golf tournament
Bergman
is...
Bergman actually pulled me off the golf course at the last golf tournament. He said, you have to come back.
The golf tournament, by the way...
It's time for the show.
The golf tournament is scheduled at a very inconvenient time, for me at least, because it's the night after the Rams open against Buffalo at SoFi. Yeah. So it's going to be
the day after.
The day after is the...
So the golf tournament's that first week in September?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's the 9th. Yeah, September 9th.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And the Rams game September 8th?
September 8th, yeah.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have to go to that.
Well, just do what I'm going to do. Do the show.
Because, but it'd be more convenient for me to do it from here. Because I'm closer.
So, but you're not Perfect. Sleeping. What you're not now, sleeping over. You're not are, sleeping
all
over
the shows
here.
Are like all the shows are optional now. I'm going to skip the golf tournament.
Listen to you. Listen to you.
Well, you won't play in the golf tournament anyway.
No. But I obviously do the show from there and hang out with people. That's...
Yeah, I think most people at the station want to be a part of the station and be a part of these events. No one's going to force you. If you're going to go and be a, you know, you're not going to have fun, then no.
Yeah,
then,
don't
then
go if you're not going to have fun.
We're going to have fun without you, and that's
so,
fine.
Hey, what's the deal with Lie of the Day? You said you were going to give me some copy that
I
was
I should probably
read,
print that out
now
for
I
you.
Don't really but know John what it is, did... but we are doing Lie of the Day.
Okay, so basically there are five world-famous soccer teams that are touring.
Okay.
And this weekend at the Rose Bowl on Saturday,
yep.
Real Madrid is playing Juventus.
Okay.
And we have two tickets to give to anybody who can sniff out your Lie of the Day.
Okay.
My lie, I did Lie of the Day each of the last 2 days. My Lie of the Day Monday, tremendous failure. The first
really?
Girl
first,
got it.
First person? For
yesterday, 10 deep, till somebody
oh,
finally
really?
Figured it
so,
out.
So you adjusted so, the other
yeah,
way.
Yeah. So today... Come in somewhere in the middle of those two.
Okay. So I will do Lie of the Day at some point today between now and 3:30. I will tell a lie. Figure it out. Win a pair of tickets. See Real Madrid versus Juventus on, is it Saturday at the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Saturday at the Rose Bowl. So make sure you do that. So
the Dodgers, by the way, are all over the net. We want to welcome all of you who were either watching or listening to the Dodger game because it's pretty much over. It's 6-0 Dodgers.
Nice.
They scored 6 runs
Good.
In the first inning.
Good.
And
Patrick Corbin.
But
who
Mike
we might
Rizzo,
have to take as a
no,
very
Mike
bad
Rizzo
kick.
Came out and said that they're not attaching Corbin to the Soto trade. Rizzo went on a radio show in D.C.
Did
yesterday
he?
And said we're not going to dilute the package we could get
with,
for Soto
okay.
by making somebody take somebody else. Soto
okay.
will be if we trade him,
yep.
and they're not saying they're going to for sure. But he basically said, if we trade him, we're going to maximize his trade value.
Right.
So they're not going to attach bad contracts to him.
So the Dodgers lost last night to the Nationals. Again, they're up 6-0 in the fourth inning today. But of their 32 losses, John, 15 now have been to below 500 teams, 4 to 500 teams, and 13 to above 500 teams. So that means
they've lost more games to bad teams than to good teams.
That is correct. And the question is, why is that? What is the... I mean, last night, obviously, down 4-3 going to the ninth inning. Roberts, for some reason, stuck with Garrett Clevenger and just... He blew the game completely. But last night, the bullpen late was a problem. Why do you think they struggle against bad teams?
The Lakers used to do this in their heyday, in the Kobe Shaq dynasty years.
Yep.
That when they played a bad team... They just couldn't focus and couldn't get up for it. They assumed that if they walked out there and put on the uniform that they would just win.
Right.
I think – I'm not all that worried about the Dodgers. They've won 19 of their last 23 games.
Yes.
They won 8 of their last 10. They're going to win today. But your point is fair, that they've lost a bunch of games to the Pirates, a bunch of games to the Nationals, and a bunch of games to the Rockies.
Yep.
I just think they're not – as into it as when
completely agree
the Mets or the Yankees or I mean
some flashy team, the Cardinals or the
yeah.
Astros or the Padres.
If they come
or
to
the
town
Giants.
It's like game on.
Yeah.
Bergman, it shouldn't be that way, but
Bergman has a theory. I'm not sure if your theory holds water or not.
I mean, do my theories ever hold water?
No, yeah,
depends
no,
what it is.
So I think that a lot of times against these bad teams so against these bad teams, Jorge's very happy that you played that. But against these bad teams, I think that they use relievers that they would not normally use against the good teams because they're saving their arms for the postseason, or they're saving them for against better teams down the line when they have to play the Cardinals and when they have to play the Phillies again, or whoever it happens to be, the
right.
Mets again. They're using the relievers like Garrett Clevenger and David Price
right.
and
but
Reyes Maranta.
It's interesting. So Evan Phillips wasn't available. If Evan Phillips pitches the 8th, we probably have Craig Kimbrell going to the 9th with a lead.
Yeah, going with a lead, correct.
Yeah, with a lead.
Which you probably do, and that's it, but he wasn't available.
But Phillips wasn't available, so they
and
had
they
to
let,
go to Clevenger.
And they let Clevenger get 6 runs against him, and then they sent him back down to AAA.
Okay, I got a little nugget, John.
Okay.
Do you agree with the theory, John?
Yeah, I actually do. I think that Roberts looks at opportunities to pitch guys like
yeah.
Clevenger and says, well... It's a game against the last place Nationals. We got a 1-run lead. Let's see what the kid can do.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And the reality is they're playing with house money at this point. I mean, they're 64-32. They are
pretty good.
They got an 11.5 lead, I think, on San Diego right now, and they're cruising to the division title. I guess you'd want to be number one seed overall, but I don't think that's such a big deal in baseball. So there was something, I saw a tweet from Dodger Blue, and this is interesting. The subject is Mookie Betts. I want to ask you if this means something. Plus, a new piece from Mike Sando of The Athletic has ranked all the quarterbacks, and there are some unnamed quotes about quarterbacks that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
That is coming up for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So let me ask you, John, or you, Bergman, what was the Scott Kaplan taco tour? What did that consist of?
Beto, Cap, Funchess, and Morales went to East L.A., and Laura Romo went to East L.A. and just taco hopped because Beto knows where all the taco spots are. I've actually done that. All the KCAL photographers know all those kind of hidden spots. It's really fun. They look like they had a really good time.
I always drive by my house, this place where they've got the – what's the thing that's on the skewer and then they slice it off the skewer? Is that –
that's Pastor.
Euro?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that a Euro? Euro sandwiches? I don't know.
On the hood, we call it Al Pastor.
Okay, got it. So, and I drive by, and everybody says, that's the best in L.A., and I've never I should really stop and try the mystery meat.
Isn't trying mystery meat a risk in itself?
It is. But you know what I'm talking about, those skewers, and then they've got all that meat packed around it. What is that called? At a Greek restaurant, you see them slice it
Yeah, that's
off.
A Euro. That's a Euro.
That's a Euro, right?
I believe so. The sandwich is the Euro.
Yeah. So,
spelled gyro.
No, it's not called a gyro.
I know. I've said it's spelled gyro, so you know.
Spelled gyro.
Jeez,
thank
man.
You. But how do you pronounce it? I know how to.
So edgy.
Yeah, I'm edgy. So I'm at a restaurant the last couple of days, and I had to get the waitress's attention.
Okay.
So I said, Miss, could I please have iced tea? An iced tea, let's say. A Diet Coke. And then I immediately thought, well, should I have called her ma'am? Is she a ma'am or is she a miss?
I always ask the waiter or the waitress what their name is when they first come to the table.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. If they're not wearing a name tag.
But is ma'am or miss still appropriate?
I'd feel weird.
Would you? You don't say miss?
Yeah.
Is miss just not cool anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean,
so that's why I'd say if they're not wearing a name tag, I'd say, what's your name? And she says, Laura.
Right.
I'd say, okay, thanks, Laura. Hey, Laura, do you mind? Can I get some salt and pepper?
Right.
Yeah, that way now, you can
Juan
call them in their
says,
name.
Now, Juan don't use ma'am or miss because that's not appropriate
I think
anymore.
Juan's probably right.
But people call me sir. I get sir all the time. So what's the difference?
You're not going to get all bent. Other people, you never know what's going to set people
Bergman,
off.
Bergman, ma'am or miss?
I mean, in a joking way, I'll say, yes, ma'am, something along those lines. But no, I don't call anybody ma'am. But if you're a waiter or a waitress, the first thing you do when you walk up to the table, you say, hi, I'm Greg. And
yeah, but do you think everybody remembers the name of the waiter or the server when they go to a table? No.
No, they say, sir is okay, ma'am, miss. Ma'am, I think is okay.
Yeah. Ma'am is okay, but ma'am sounds older than miss.
I think it's just like, ma'am, excuse me.
What about MS period, Ms.?
Ms.?
Ms.
I mean, that's a weird thing to
that
say,
is a
isn't
weird
it?
Thing. Anyways, that was a struggle I had over the break. So
that was a struggle.
That was a struggle.
That's a minor struggle.
You know, it was a debate. It was a debate. I get into conversations with Juan all the time about things that happened in the past. Okay, and I always say, and he thinks he's winning all the arguments by saying all these things about stuff that happened. And I looked at him at one point this break, and I said, your memory favors your side of the story, which is completely true. His memory favors his side of the
I've
story.
I've never heard that articulated that way, and it's 100% true.
It is. I just struck upon it. I'm like, yeah, his memory favors his side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the situation we're all in. We have faulty memories and we tend to make errors in our favor. All right. So, John, yesterday, apparently, Mookie Betts, who had an unbelievable play last night, just gunned down a runner, gunned down, I think, Victor Robles at the plate, apparently turning double plays at second base before the game last night.
I saw this.
Okay. So, if you think about it, I'm just going to make this suggestion. If you think about it, you could potentially move him to second. You could move Lux to DH. You could play Taylor in left, Bellinger in center, or vice versa, and Juan Soto in the outfield. An outfield of Soto, Bellinger, and Taylor with Lux at DH and Mookie Betts at second base. What do you think? Do you think that's what's going on?
I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I love. I think it's a very interesting theory. But here's why I don't think that.
Okay.
If I'm Dave Roberts or Andrew Friedman, even if I am trading for Soto,
right,
I leave Betts in the outfield, and the reason is for what you said at the start of this. He makes great plays in the outfield all the time.
Unbelievable.
So let's say you trade for Soto.
Yep.
I think you put Soto in left. Okay.
Bellinger in center.
Yeah, and leave Mookie in right. All right, and then
you play
Lux and Taylor. You could one could DH, one could play second. I like your idea of moving Lux to DH because he's a bad fielder.
I made another error last night. He's a great hitter. He's just not a good fielder at
all
this
right,
point.
So, but Muncy's not hitting at all. He's really, really struggling.
Muncy, in fact.
So you put Taylor at second.
Yep.
You put Lux at DH. Muncy's out, and you put Soto in the outfield. What do you think?
So Muncy's the odd man out. Yeah. So Muncy is batting 158 now. He is five for – he's not in the lineup today, by the way. He is five for his last 49. Five for his last 49.
Somehow they keep winning.
With 22 strikeouts. And that's since July the 5th. And, by the way, they're 12-3 since July the 5th. So they're not – he's not costing them wins at this point. But something isn't right. And I heard Trav talking about this a little bit earlier, and I think there's merit to it. He's coming off – surgery from last year, which was
his elbow.
Maybe that has affected his swing in some way, and he can't find a groove. Is that possible?
Sure. I have no idea what happened to Bellinger's swing, but remember he got injured. Bergman, what was that freaky injury he did when he was
High five?
It was the high five.
And then
arm.
He had surgery, and he's never been the same since. Never so maybe
well, he wasn't really all that great before.
Wait, he won MVP.
When did he tear his whatever it is?
He won the MVP in 2019. I think he
no 2018.
He won the MVP in 18, World Series in 19. So that's when he got hurt.
2020 was when the World Series was.
Oh, was it? Okay.
So it's 19. I think he got hurt.
Yeah, somewhere around there, whatever it was.
Right.
Whatever it was.
So, answer your question, sure. That could have something to do with it.
Yeah.
But I think
no matter what, he's the guy that you've got to find a way to. I mean, this is where you get the phantom injury to go to AAA and to work through some things. Like, I think that would be the right thing for Max Muncy about now. But you do it. You don't just send him down. You send him on a rehab assignment, right? To me, that makes sense. See if he can find something. See if he can find what he had. He doesn't even have plate discipline now. He's not even getting walks. His on-base average is 308, and over the last, since July the 6th, his on-base average is 233. He's not getting walks either.
You know who leads the league in walks?
Juan Soto. There you go. Yeah.
I don't sense he's coming. Do you? I don't think I did this with Clinton because he's a Nats fan. I don't think the Nats are going to trade him. You know, we come on here every day and we talk about all these potential trades. Durant's getting traded. Kyrie's getting traded.
Right.
Soto's getting traded. Isn't it a possibility none of these guys are getting traded?
Sure, it is always a possibility, but it is certainly fun to speculate about it. And I think that if Juan Soto does move, the Dodgers are one of a very few select organizations where he could move to.
Yeah, I listened to Buster only talk about this today. He thinks Padres, Cardinals, he says the Mariners are a long shot, and he says Dodgers, Mets, because Dodgers and Mets are always in everything. And he says you can always throw the Yankees in there too. But those are the teams, like you say, very small. What's that, five, six teams? Probably
it. Because you got to think about offering a $440 million plus contract if you're going to give away the farm for a guy like Juan Soto. All right, coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions plus, John, some quarterback evaluations from quote-unquote unnamed sources. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This is hard. Okay. Mason, this is going to be really hard for you.
Oh, no.
You can watch one, but only one, sport for the rest of your life.
Oh,
you would be prohibited from watching all other sports forever. Which sport do you choose? Jorge, I think yours is the easiest.
Yeah, soccer, year-round.
Yep.
I can watch it any day. Any league.
Bergman hard for you.
No, this is impossible.
But you got to pick one.
Jeez. I think I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch baseball.
Okay. Mm. For me, it's easy.
It's the NBA.
It's the NBA. Mace, baseball. I don't know what you're going to do because you love baseball and you're fully invested in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think it's a two-horse race. I think that's it.
Well, the Lakers, too. How do you
– Yeah, so, yeah, but that's not, the Lakers aren't as important to him as they are to me.
So
it'd be one of those two, right?
Dodgers.
Soccer, baseball, basketball.
I was torn between Dodgers and Lakers.
I'm going to NFL.
You're giving up baseball for the rest of your life.
Here's the thing. I'm getting so much content on so many nights with the NFL. It's not just the Rams. How do you live without the NFL? It's like the straw that stirs the drink.
Let's address what you focused on.
Okay.
Now. You're really getting Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Okay? Those are the three nights you get NFL. Now, you get to follow all the stuff going on off the field.
Right.
But you're only getting three. Baseball, seven nights a week.
I know.
And 162 games plus the playoffs,
yeah,
which are unbelievable.
Very
so
tough.
If you're looking for content, you could watch baseball from April. If you go into spring training,
yes.
It even starts in March. You can watch baseball from March until the end of October, and it's seven nights a week.
Yeah.
NFL, but you're right. Most if we did this question for the world,
yes,
NFL would
it
win.
It would be NFL.
Yeah.
NFL. Hands down.
NFL, by the way, we were talking about this while you were gone. If you look at the top 50 rated sports events from 2021, 47 of them are NFL games.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how dominant the NFL's hold is on this country.
Yep.
So by answering NFL, well, and you get to keep your season tickets.
I keep my season tickets. I keep my Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
For when the Rams are on the road.
Yeah. And every other team.
I get Monday Night Football. I get Sunday Night Football. And I get Thursday Night Football.
There's another reason why NFL is a good answer. I don't know why. But if there's a game on between the Pirates and the Reds, okay, I have little or no interest. If there's a game on.
But if it's the Steelers versus the Bengals,
no,
same,
even worse,
same cities.
Jags against the Jets. I'm legit. I want to see how Trevor Lawrence is going to play. I want to see if Zach Wilson can play. Can
I
hang
want to
in
see
there.
If they cut away to Jack Wilson.
Zach Wilson's mom.
In
yeah.
The crowd. Exactly.
For whatever reason, any NFL game holds my interest. Not every MLB game holds my interest.
No.
So there's another reason to pick NFL.
See, I'm an exception on the MLB thing because I get the MLB pass and there's a game on every night going on. Whether I'm watching actively or it's on in the background, you like to call it the aquarium. Major League Baseball is my aquarium. But during football season, I mean college football, Saturday, Sunday, do I get college football if I'm keeping NFL?
Oh, yeah,
I don't
you
get,
do. Yeah,
I get
you
football.
Do.
Oh, well, then I get college
things.
Football, too.
Yeah. You
oh,
get,
football's an even better answer.
Yeah, the way this is worded is you can watch one but only one sport for the rest of your life. So if you pick football.
Oh, I would go to basketball then. So I can get college basketball, too.
And you get the tournament.
Yeah, and I
get the
tournament, and I get UCLA.
Right.
You get all the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you gave up immediately on baseball.
Well, no, because I'm not going to watch college baseball. Like, that's
why not?
Well, it's not anything that interests
me. Yeah, I'm not watching college.
I like the College World Series.
I'm sure it's great. I've heard.
You don't know any of the players.
None. I actually didn't follow it at all. But yeah, no, that's a good question. That's a good question. All right, so I want to change topics on you here. Mike Sando from The Athletic has published a bunch of stuff about quarterbacks in the last few days. And I want to get your take on some of this stuff. This is and all he's dealing with is unnamed sources, competing general managers, competing head coaches, competing scouts, all that kind of stuff. So this is what he had on Lamar Jackson. This is according to an NFL scout. If he has to pass to win a game, they ain't winning the game. He's so unique an athlete, and he's a really good football player, but I don't care if he wins the league MVP 12 times. I don't think he'll ever be a one as a quarterback. He'll be a one as a football player, but not as a quarterback. What do you think?
I think a couple of things. First of all, it's a gutless thing not to put your name on.
I totally disagree, by the way.
It is a gutless thing. Well, if you're going to say something opposite of that, hey, this guy's not only a dynamic passer.
Right.
But he can win you games on his feet. He might win MVP 12 times. This guy is going to win Super Bowls. You'd put your name on that. So why won't you put your name on the opposite?
Okay, here's what an opposing coach said about Trey Lance.
Put your name on it.
If he starts, that would be like my early Christmas present. If they just get rid of Jimmy so that he can't play for them and they make Trey their guy. So it's like an early Christmas present if Trey Lance is the starter in San Francisco, according to an opposing coach. Same thing, gutless?
Put your name on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sports. Why are we not putting our name on things? I mean, it's just you and I are wrong sometimes. So what? It's not like, you know.
Right, but we would never get any information without unnamed sources. Like, wouldn't Woj and Shams and Jeff Passan and Buster Olney and all those people that talk to sources, wouldn't they be completely out of business if we stopped?
But those guys are.
Sources say. Right. How many tweets start with sources say?
We're talking about two different things. What you're talking about is information. Those right. guys are information
Wasn't
brokers.
This information the supposed
This is an opinion. This is, okay.
Well, it's an opinion
like,
from
I
an
used to come on here all the time
former NFL head coach.
And say,
current NFL head coach.
I used to come on all the time and say, Jared Goff can't play. I've watched it with my own two eyes. He doesn't pass the eye test. He can't play. Then he took the Rams to the Super Bowl, and I had to say, you know what? Maybe I was wrong about Jared
right.
Goff. He looks like he can play. And then he regressed to what he was before, and
yes.
they got rid of him. But at no point would I hold that opinion back because I was worried.
Yeah, but we're talk show hosts. That's right. a totally different category. I mean, this is Mike Sando talking to people he knows okay, who are NFL executives, NFL personnel, NFL head coaches, NFL defensive coordinators, and he's getting a candid opinion about different quarterbacks in the league. By the way, here's the Patrick Mahomes one. Anonymous NFL defensive coach. We love Mahomes because of his unorthodox throws, not because of his natural pocket presence. And when that disappears, that is when they lose games. Take his first read away, and what does he do? He runs, he scrambles, and plays street ball. Now, is that something that you should put out there only with your name?
I would put my name on any of these. But in that particular case, I've seen Mahomes do that and make plays.
Sure. No, he's, right. No, he absolutely has made plays playing
street
ball.
So I don't necessarily think that Patrick Mahomes diverting to street ball is a bad thing. And I don't agree that Lamar Jackson's never going to win a Super Bowl. I think Lamar Jackson's better than that guy does. What do you think?
I think he's way better than this guy does.
Yeah.
I mean, throwing between the hashes is still a difficult thing for Lamar Jackson. And
but he can do it. I mean, you were at the Coliseum the night he beat the Rams like 44 to nothing.
I should say throwing outside the hashes.
Yeah.
Inside the hashes, he's great.
I like Lamar Jackson.
I would love
to have him
too.
As the quarterback of my team.
But don't you think it's interesting to get an honest appraisal from a defensive coordinator about Lamar Jackson?
Sure, but I don't agree with either one of those guys.
Right, but theirs are just opinions too.
Right. So,
if we ignored sources say altogether, there wouldn't be very much going on. Sources say the Nets are not going to trade Kevin Durant,
right.
or say they
but
are.
There are
going
some
to
guys
Kevin
that
Durant.
Put their name on everything. Charles Barkley doesn't care what you think of what he says.
Right, so Barkley's not. He's not. I mean,
there's guys on every. Stephen A. Smith doesn't care. He can be wrong, but he's not going to not put his name on it.
Right. But you see why, if you're a defensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
like the guy that was asked by Mike Sando, you can see why he wouldn't put his name to it.
Right.
He's saying,
because then he's giving him bulletin board material. Yeah, I guess I see that.
Yeah. Berman, you're big on this unsourced material.
What do you think, Bergman? Should he put his name on it or no?
I think you put your name on everything. I'm with you, John. I mean, I understand the bulletin board material thing that you're talking about with this Patrick Mahomes stuff, but still, if you're going to say it, put your name on it. Say what you're going to say and say that, and actually take some ownership over it. I don't like this whole anonymous sources thing. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd rather have.
This is talking points.
A unique perspective as opposed to. What we normally get.
As opposed to having not anybody say anything.
Correct.
I see your point there.
Correct.
Yeah. Maybe no information ever comes out if everybody doesn't say what they think.
Exactly.
So if that's the only way we can get it, then I'll come over to your side. If the only way we can get quotes like that is for no one to ever name it, then it's better than the alternative. But I would name it.
Yeah.
I would just say what I think.
All right. Coming up next for you. Oh, God. Steve Ballmer. Am I gonna? Yeah, we got to talk about this because he was talking about turning this into a Clippers town.
Really?
Yeah, we've got audio from Steve Ballmer.
Has he been here?
Coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.